Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Up next, the Hannah Montana Marathon.
Yes!
And for all you fans, the Miley Cyrus Tour is coming.
Ah! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! You're watching Hannah Montana?
Well, yeah, to make fun of it. I mean, look how stupid she is with her clothes and her makeup and that fabulous hair. Will you help me?
All right, fine.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on.
Let's
and
go.
Get paid, Jay-Z.
It's a party in Southwest Florida! What's happening, everybody? I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Chris, alongside Rick Church, back at the studio, spinning the stacks of wax. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida, on a Friday, broadcasting from the Stony Brook Golf Club outside of Duffy's. A wonderful Friday. Of course, we are out here all day with our charity golf tournament, raising money for hurricane relief, brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning, Galvin's Ace Hardware, Lightning Realty, Triton Staffing Group, Estero Bay Chevrolet, and Stretch
Lab. Gator Nation just texted in, just had to educate my daughters of the greatness this song represents at 5 o'clock on Friday.
That's right.
All right, so the little Gator Nationettes, welcome to the real world.
Has Gator Nation made his belt yet? That was a thing earlier today.
Mr. Worldwide says, nothing better than leaving the DOC to some Hannah. Okay.
Get your weekend started right.
Toothbrush,
Department
Miley, awesome.
Corrections?
Huh?
Yeah.
Department of Corrections?
Yeah, probably works there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was like...
He busted out?
I thought he was told to be there.
Toothbrush says Miley's awesome. B-Movie says, thank God for this. Fort Myers traffic sucks. I would have missed my late Miley.
Ah, yeah. Very late Miley. In fact, that's all the time we have. Harry Carey coming up next.
Harry could not be here in person today. He's going to call in.
But we do have a sports center that's sponsored, though.
Let's do it. Yeah. It's sponsored.
Let's get the business out of the way.
17 minutes past the hour. Time for a sports center rundown. Last one of the week. Here's Chris.
This sports center rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. mbbonitasprings.com or mbnaples.com.
Well, the streak is over. I did not win the golf tournament today. Team Rodborn at 15 under par. They are your winner for the whatever this name of the golf tournament was. Tonight we got 11 NBA games and ESPN doubleheader at 7:30. You got the Bucks at the Sixers. Then at 10 o'clock, the Knicks are at the Warriors. The Miami Heat are in action. They're in our nation's capital. They face the Wizards at 7 o'clock. And USA basketball, no longer number one. It's Spain. First time in 12 years.
What?
Oh. Hey, Pittsburgh John with a good text. Next time you guys are on the air, United States, we're playing Wales. Picking that game. Of course we're picking that game.
He's the Welsh. Welsh.
No, we said we're playing Wales, but he's saying, are you guys going to pick that game?
Well, no, we won't pick it.
We will.
We'll pick the England game.
It's pigskin
in our pickapalooza.
It's not soccer pick. Oh, that's right.
No, but I mean,
lobby
okay,
to have
not
that
officially,
one in
but we're putting action on it.
Oh, I will have action on all. I mean, however many games there are.
I'm fascinated by the bribe for the Ecuador team. If that's true, I told you. I saw two other reports today that the Qatar people bribed Ecuador $7.4 million. It's a true story.
It's a heady play.
So they would win 1-0 in the second half.
That'd be great.
And then you said no host country has ever lost opening game of the World
Correct.
Cup.
Correct.
That's a good trend.
The line is plus 150, by the way, for Qatar.
Oh, okay.
But what are they, plus a half a goal?
Plus a half a goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So I think that's the safe wager right there. World Cup kicks off on Sunday.
What time?
11 a.m.
Doesn't count. Italy's not in it.
You know what? Kudos to Italy for drawing their line.
There's no need for that. They're defending Euro champs. They don't need to play any more stupid World Cup.
Well, that North Macedonia team, they're going to make some noise in this tournament.
Hate that country. Oh, didn't even know it existed.
North Macedonia. Captain Deb, come over here. Get a better picture than that. I saw you taking a picture around the corner. Come here. That's a horrible angle. Come over here and take a picture in front and center. We'll give you a nice one. Before it gets too dark out, the sun is setting already.
Oh, you know what? We never did my World Cup to NFL team comparisons.
Right. Smile for the people.
We'll do it Monday.
Right, yeah, we will.
Well, smiling's not good radio.
Miley Cyrus. All right. Actually, yeah, Carly, take this. She's one
Thanks,
of us.
Thanks, Carly.
Absolutely. Come on back here.
Fascinating radio.
Well, it's the way it goes.
We're all together here.
It's us, so we're all.
Deb and Greg here. There we go. All right. All right, awesome. There we go. Put it in this scrapbook.
Great.
You ever look at yourself in pictures and think,
no.
Is that how I really look?
I
do that all the time.
I see myself in pictures and I go, damn.
Craig's like Dorian Gray. Craig's got a picture of himself above his bed.
In my mind, I've got a chiseled jawline. I've got high-set cheekbones, when in reality, I'm constantly bloated from all the alcohol intake.
That's hilarious. Somebody said you look like you just rolled out of bed.
I'm not on my A game today.
Well, you got the moosed hair. You had a hat on all day. You played golf. I mean, you know.
You got the mullet cut. You lost all your power.
I did.
You lost your superpowers.
Yeah. No doubt about that.
You like your Samoan power? They like their long hair. That's a part of their culture. You need to have the long hair.
Have
for your
you?
Power. I said Dopey Lad the other day. I said Samson's like, you know.
Have you seen like when the rugby teams play each other, like New Zealand against like Samoa?
Yeah.
And the pregame chants that they do on the field?
I have not.
Oh, it's fantastic, Craig.
They into
it's,
it?
It is fantastic. It's like when Florida State and Miami meet on the 50-yard line and they
Before
start
the
jumping
game?
Up and down.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's choreographed.
It is?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Choreographed.
They're slapping thighs. They're chanting
against
stuff.
Each other.
Oh like... my! It's fantastic.
Huh?
We need to incorporate that into American sports.
Really?
Yes. Well, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. The textures will tell you all about it.
Will they? The textures are more concerned that Dopey now has his own belt to compete with Wig's belt. And now the textures are coming up with their own belts.
I just Googled custom wrestling championship belts.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if we can get that in the budget for 2023.
Is that a thing? Are we just going to hand them out like t-shirts
You know what,
now?
Rick? Dump that. I don't want to make any promises.
I think those are like $300 a piece.
No, I found
no,
one.
No, don't dump
I
it.
I found one for $200.
Really?
Yeah, I think we can.
So instead of a free t-shirt, we're going to give away free $200 belts.
Yeah, maybe we can call it the Naples Wealth Planning.
There you go.
Texture belt.
Unfortunately, the guy that needed to hear that is inside getting a beer. He didn't hear it. He missed it.
Brian's going to make a 24-karat gold with diamonds around it. You know, it's going to be sick.
That's incredible. All right. So we did spend a good portion of the show talking about how the Packers and Aaron Rodgers look done. The Titans win their seventh out of their last eight, 27-17. The big story of the NFL, of course, the Buffalo Bills.
Did you get it?
I think I missed the net. Going to Detroit, but we don't know when. We still think they're trapped by this storm. I don't know when they're going to travel to Detroit to take on the Browns in this new
It's not
going to
be
game.
Tonight.
No, I just saw a video. It's still coming down hard
in
Buffalo.
It's not going to be tonight.
And after the game Sunday, apparently the plan is for them to come back to Orchard Park and then back to Detroit, which makes no sense to me, but I'm glad.
And Gabe brought it up. We brought it up yesterday or the day before. The Bills have the flu. There's a bunch of players on the Bills. As Meter told, a bunch of players on Boston College that have the flu. When they got Notre Dame tomorrow at 2:30 in South Bend.
Must be going around.
But the flu is definitely, you know, Buffalo. I mean, you probably take the 8 points there. It's everything I'm hearing. I wouldn't touch the game. He probably, like you said, take the over. Yeah. But that's a game. If Buffalo, if they're going through the flu, plus going back, plus trying to get out of there. And
Browns
the
games have been hitting
the over
this year.
Yeah.
They're one of the few teams that has a positive record towards the over.
Wow.
And we all know under's hitting at a historic clip this year.
That's right.
Which the books will adjust.
Yep. Not last night, though.
Not last night. Titans, Packers hit the over, right?
Yes. Yeah, but that's how it works. The trend starts to become apparent, and then everybody jumps on the under, and then the pendulum swings.
Speaking of pendulum swinging, Indiana now -3 against Xavier. That game was 1.5 earlier today. So.
From a pretty trusted source, Indiana money line tonight. Good play.
Money line?
Money line, yeah, like -135.
Oh, okay. I hope you're right.
That's not bad.
That starts in 35 minutes.
Yep.
At Xavier.
That is one of the toughest buildings to play in the country.
I agree.
But I don't know. Maybe I don't know if somebody's hurt. I haven't seen any injury report for them. Not privy to that, so I don't know if they got anybody out or whatever. But
a little nervous about that one. Going to skadoosh out of here right as soon as this is over. And
Sean Miller's the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brother of Archie Miller, who used to coach the Hoosiers. A little family vendetta.
Payback.
I wonder if Archie's going to attend the game.
Payback.
Root on his brother.
I'm surprised Archie didn't work out at IU.
I'm a little bit surprised.
I thought that was a good hire at the time.
Yep. I thought so, too. He was an up-and-comer. It was going to be his big shot.
And it worked for him at Arizona.
What's that?
It worked for him at Arizona.
For Sean, right? It did, not Archie.
No, no, that was a big
scandal. I'm sorry. I got my Millers confused. Mm. Sorry.
Sean's problem at Arizona is he cheated and eventually got kicked out.
That was more than cheating. That was a major scandal back then. When you make 60 minutes, you know you're in deep doo-doo.
But nothing came of it, right? Or, like, they lost two scholarships?
Yeah, lost two scholarships, and then he got kicked out and all that.
Well, he lost
suspended
his job,
for basketball.
And got rehired.
Yeah,
Archie's exactly. Still unemployed because he just crapped a bed at IU. So.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No. Couldn't coach.
Although, apparently, it's a pretty tough place to win.
Where? Indiana.
Indiana.
It shouldn't be. It used to not be.
Ever since Calvin Sampson.
Calvin won 20, and we fired him.
So they never got fired.
Lost in the championship.
Fired him because he was texting recruits, which is perfectly illegal today.
Yeah. Bring him back. And now he's got Houston rolling.
Yep. Mattress Max, new bet. He's got $1.5 million on Houston to win it all.
The Cougars?
Oh, the Cougars?
Pays like $14 million.
Yeah. They're not even going to win the AAC. They should win. They should.
He just won $75 million. He can spread
the
Astros
around. Is a big difference. Well, okay,
I know.
But
he's got money to play with at this point. So that's his new promotion. All right.
There you go.
That's all we really had for this segment. We're out of time.
That's all.
Sitting here broadcasting at Duffy's outside of Stony Brook Golf Club, part of our Southwest Florida Benefit Golf Tournament. That's what we're calling it, Chris, whatever it was called, to help out for hurricane relief. Again, a special thanks to Naples Wealth Planning, Gavin's Ace Hardware, Lightning Realty, Triton Staffing Group, Estero Bay Chevrolet, and Stretch Lab. Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Carey via phone coming up next. His Bills are in a tizzy.
He might be in Buffalo.
He might be. Oh, he's going, hey, guys, where's the game? Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Say my name.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd and Chris. Rick Church back at the studio. We are outside of Duffy's at Stony Brook Golf Club. By the way, it's getting dark out, getting a little windy, a little cool. Nice day out here as we raise a little money for some hurricane relief in Southwest Florida. I got up this morning and I tuned into the Weather Channel, which I don't normally do.
Oh, good Lord.
I saw Jim Cantore standing in a couple of feet of snow. And then in the background, I thought, because it was Orchard Park, I thought I saw Harry trying to scalp some tickets for this weekend's game in the snow, but I wasn't sure. Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Carey.
Harry.
Hey, guys. How's it going on a Friday afternoon?
It is going very well.
It's going good. Hey, before we get going here while you're stuck in Buffalo, quick shout-out to our you know, because Captain Deb and Greg never get to – we don't see them all that often, so they love you. So quick shout-out. Can you give a quick shout-out to Captain Deb and Captain Greg?
Hey, Captain Deb and Captain Greg, how you guys doing? I was trying to jump through a show where the heck the water looks like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. The goose is through falling in that water. It's kind of mucky, but you guys do a great job. I was telling you one day, told me how to teach the kids how to fish. They've been talking and laughing to us, so I appreciate you guys. We catch it on Saturday when we're going to football games.
That's awesome.
Did you make it to Buffalo?
Yeah, what's going on? It's snowing.
Oh, I didn't go to Buffalo. I was in New York City last week. We made it out just fine. It was 70 and sunny.
Yeah, you went to the game at the Bronx between Ithaca and who?
That's right, the Cortland Red Dragons. They went home. Dragons went home with their tail between the legs.
Yeah. Well, all joking aside,
business. We even had the 8th best play on SportsCenter on Sunday.
You did. I saw that.
Nice. Very good.
I told you, Meter went there. Meter went to Ithaca. So
we're gonna find out where he went. Heck, we might have had sports information again.
That's right. So what do you think of your Bills? Neutral game now, getting away from the snow, if they can get out to take on the Browns in my home stadium of Ford Field in Detroit.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Harry.
Appreciate you letting us rent out the field at least an hour for Sunday. Heck, I don't even know if they'll be able to get there. I don't even think they can get out the front door.
Well, it's the first time the home team has had a winning record in Detroit in a long, long time.
That's true, but heck, I don't even know how long that's going to last. Goodness sakes, we got injuries, we got the flu, we got snowstorms. Hey, I got a question for you guys.
All right.
Yeah.
You know the only thing worse than watching the Bills lose to the Minnesota Vikings with the craziest games I've ever seen?
What's that?
Having to watch the Bills lose to the Vikings in one of the craziest games I've ever seen. I played at 30,000 feet on JetBlue on the way home from New York.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
So was that worse than the –
sorry, I was just asking. That.
Oh, 13 seconds. Oh, man, it's one of the best games I've ever seen in my life. Oh, the Vikings, Bills, that's crazy. One of the best games I've seen ever in my life. I'm tired of losing all these frigging games. They ever seen the best games I've ever seen in their life.
Hushy boy can't win it.
No!
I would have gotten in trouble.
But. In the last 18 minutes. Justin, I'm still trying to wrap my head around how that ball didn't hit the ground.
That was an amazing catch.
Harry, got a question.
Chris.
Sorry, you knew that. Sorry.
But I was talking about this earlier this week. Harry, I was talking earlier this week about what movie reminded me of. You've seen All the Right Moves, right? With Tom Cruise, one of his first movies when he's at Ampipe, the high school player. Remember that movie?
That's right. I had it in the back and then they fumbled it right away.
Yeah, remember Salvucci fumbled in the end zone? Instead of punting the ball out of there, remember he fell? Was that first thing I thought of. I thought of you and I thought of that play.
I thought of the last time. But there's only two quarterbacks in NFL or two times the quarterbacks lost a fumble on their own 1 yard line. Both their names are Josh Allen. Not good, guys. I'm in a glass case of emotion. I don't even know what's going to happen this weekend.
Well, they got the flu.
Super Bowl favorites are just trying to get a team on the field. Heck, we can't even play our home games at home. This whole thing is going sideways.
Hey, Harry, face the adversity in November, not January, right?
Yeah, get out of the way.
That's right. Let's get it out of the way. Let's get off the radar. Maybe get some guys healthy on defense. I don't know. They've been playing half the season with guys I've never heard of before in the secondary. I've had about enough of that.
Yeah, that Jordan Poyer is pretty important. You guys are 1-3 without him in the lineup.
That's right.
That's right. And heck, I don't know what's going on with Tredavious White. Guy hurt himself a year ago next Thursday. They got elevated to the AC to field. I'm confused by the whole thing.
Well, what? Where are you watching the game this weekend?
I don't know, Pete. I don't even know if I'm going to watch the game. I'm torn. The last couple of games I watched, I went to Ron Dale to watch the Jets game. That was a disaster. And then I had to watch that stupid game on the plane. I'm a little distraught. I don't know. I might just watch Red Zone and watch the highlights. It's making me nervous. Hey, Alex, wow. Why don't you keep calling in and tell everybody how great the Bills are, you big dink dog? That's what I'm talking about, Art. You're making me upset. You know better than that.
Hey, he won't admit the Sabres are going to fire the coach and GM after they lost 9,000 games in a row.
That's right. It's going to be some kind of record, 9,000 games in a row in the NHL. They should get rid of that guy. I would.
Well, you know who owns the Sabres, right?
Oh, that's right. The same ding dong that owns the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills family, yeah.
That's right. Terry Bajula. That guy, yeah. Now, nothing against Terry. He's a pretty good guy.
Yes.
And his daughter's a heck of a tennis player, I'll tell you that.
Yes, she is. She's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I couldn't make it out there today, fellas. Somehow something always comes up. I can't make these golf outings. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm putting it on my calendar in dark gray. That's the things on my calendar that can't be moved. It's only dark gray. I'm making it to the next golf outing, damn it. I'll tell you that.
All right. Well, Friday before Memorial Day.
Harry, I'll circle back with you and make sure the date we pick matches up with your calendar, all right?
Oh, just make it whatever day. I'll make it happen. Craig, I'm
all right.
Chris, I'm sorry, Chris.
I felt bad last night, Harry. I had to call you because my buddy, Brian Bruno from Naples Wealth Planning, was looking for somebody because somebody dropped out from his team because it was too cold. And you tried to shift your schedule around, but, you know, he's here listening to you. He loves you, so you've met before. Could have used you.
I was trying to make – hey, tell whoever that guy is that says it was too cold. What, does he live on the sun? What? It was gorgeous today. That guy's crazy.
It was a little chilly this morning.
Go and turn on the weather channel and check out Orchard Park, New York. They're about 10 feet of snow. That's cold. Or watch the Green Bay game, Hector. Hey, speaking of Green Bay.
Yeah.
Man, Aaron Rodgers got old overnight, huh?
Yeah, that happened quick.
Very old.
Holy smokes. This makes it what Tom Brady's doing even more impressive. He's talking about falling off a cliff. I watch him play, and all I can think about is the Wile E. Coyote from Looney Tunes. Just pop a smoke at the bottom. In fact, that's what I'm going. Wile E. Coyote Rogers for the rest of the season.
I like it.
That's awesome. Well, let's get into the games this weekend, shall we? Let's start with your Buffalo Bills.
Pete, I got a good idea. Why don't we get into the games for the week this
week? Hey, that sounds fantastic.
That'll be great.
I'm glad I thought of it. Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
How you feeling about the Patriots game this weekend?
I feel really good about it.
He's cocky about it.
I feel really good about it. Zach Wilson stinks against the Patriots. He's number one, he's the worst quarterback under pressure in four different categories. I don't think the Jets are going to score more than 10 points. 20-10 Patriots. How about that?
Yes. Don't you?
I'm going to have to agree with you, Peter. Yeah. Zach Wilson stinks against pretty much everybody.
Not the Bills.
Not the Buffalo.
But I'll tell you what. The Patriots have won like 68 in a row against the Jets. I don't think it's going to stop this weekend. That's why I'm going to go Patriots 56, yes, 2.
Oh, all right.
56-2. I'll take it.
All right.
That's right. They got got a pretty good defense there in New York. I think they'll seek a safety there of a Corkle somewhere.
McCorkle.
Mac Jones, yes.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
How you feeling about the Dolphins game this weekend?
Well, the bye week has tripped some teams up, like the Lions, but I think the Dolphins can manage the bye week and not lose.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you, Chris. With all the voodoo stuff that's going on in Buffalo, as much as it pains me to say, I think Miami's in the driver's seat for the division. They just got to find a way to win a few games down the stretch of some cold weather. But I don't know. I think Thumbelina's going to do it. I don't, whether he can see the receivers or not, he's got the ball in their hand. So that's why I'm going to go Dolphins, 38, bye week. Zero. I think
that's all right.
That's an excellent
fit. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Harry. What's up?
How you feeling about the Lions game this weekend?
I may be in the minority. I was excited that they got a two-game winning streak, but I'm informed by these two chuckleheads that that's not a streak. They need the third. So
no.
They got to win. No. Are you
on
my side?
I'm on your side on that.
He's the knucklehead.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a
chucklehead. Lions are going to beat the New York Football Giants this weekend and shock the world.
Oh, man. I would have to go to my favorite Skipper Lou from Major League when he says, "Hey, guys, we won a game yesterday. We win a game today, that's two in a row. We win a game tomorrow, that's called a winning streak."
That's what I said, Harry. I told him it has to be three. And I quoted that movie. I just swallowed a fly.
You got to go streaking a three. I don't know. I'm a big Giants fan myself. I got Saquon Barkley. But you know what, Craig? I would have to agree with you. I think the Brian Daboll Giants are smoke of beers. That's why I'm going to go Detroit Lions 66. New York Football Giants 5.
5.
Okay. All right. I'll take it. They cover. All right. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Now the game of the week is somewhere in somebody's household in America. I don't even know where they're going to play this game.
Yeah,
how about the Cleveland Indians and the Browns and Commanders, whoever the crap they are, who gives a crap anyway?
Well,
what's going to happen in this game? I don't give a crap. I just hope the Bills win. That's why I'm going to go Bills 3, Cleveland 0.
Right.
I don't know. We could go the other way on that one. I just like to see him go out there and win the damn game that the game is supposed to win.
Well, one more prediction for you since Dopey's in the house and whatever. So how about Cowboys-Vikings? Tough one. Dallas favored on the road by a point or 1.5. The game will be shown locally. You can watch this one after the Bills maybe beat Cleveland. What do you think about the Dallas Cowboys and the Vikings?
I hate them both. That's why I'm going to go Cowboys 100, Vikings 2.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I've had enough of the Vikings. I've watched enough. I got enough. I'm Justin Jefferson on Testicle Festival. We got to everybody.
Oh, that's your fantasy team.
I had enough by that point. I already had 30 before the catch. Give me a break.
All right.
But don't be best of luck. If old man Rick back in the studio, I love what the Vikings are doing. I say it's bad, but they're doing great. I'm just saying sour grapes over last week.
Sour grapes.
I wouldn't know. Enjoy
the games there, Harry.
All right, fellas. Had a few laughs. Looking forward to what you got. Sorry I couldn't make it to the golf line, but I'm going to be front row next one. I can tell you that.
All right.
Hey, Southwest Florida. And, hey, we appreciate the Stony Brook for giving back to the community. Y'all
That's
have a
right.
great weekend. Cubs win. Cubs win.
Harry, all right, Harry, everybody.
Good job.
Thank you, Harry. And what you got coming up next? Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, once again, speed version here. Thanks to Stony Brook Golf Club. Thanks to Duffy's, Naples Wealth Planning, Gavin's Ace Hardware, Lightning Realty, Triton Staffing Group, Estero Bay Chevrolet, and Stretch Lab. Thank you for all of our sponsors. Thanks to Tig. Thanks to Carly, who's playing hurt today, and Adam for setting us all up. Appreciate that. I am look, we're going to see how we are today. I'm taking the Hoosiers, -2.5 tonight at Xavier. We'll see where the chips fall. Pete, what you got?
2.5 is good. Take the Wrecking Machine, a.k.a. the Boston Celtics, to go into New Orleans and do what they do, win their ninth in a row. They're going to steamroll them, too.
All right.
Weird line. 2.5?
It was like that. It was three the other night. They were one point
they were,
favorites.
They were 3-point favorites against Atlanta, right?
It went from 1-point favorite.
Yeah.
All right.
Weird lines. I guess Vegas is just betting that they lose eventually.
Yep. What you got, Crystal Ball?
All right. I will also go to the hardwood with the college kids. Baylor is taking on Virginia. I got Baylor -5.
All right.
Wow.
I think that will do it. A special thanks back to the studio to Rick Church,
yes,
who will
Rick,
be running the Everblades game tonight. So on your way around town tonight, text Rick hello on the texter line. On the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. That'll do it for us. Thanks for everybody that made this week so special. Maybe back on Monday for Chris, for Pete Shepard. I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Thanks for listening. God bless America and God bless Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.